Thank you for listening to Sweet Lemon Radio.
I thought I'd jump on here. I did not realize how long it's been since I did a podcast. I've been doing YouTube since February of 2022. And I guess I got kind of caught up in that. And then I've done a few other things since then as well. I am, and I say this all the time, but I'm all about developing myself. So I'm making sure that people understand me from my standpoint. That's all I can do. I can't understand you from where you are unless you allow me to. But I don't mind sharing who I am. So as I look at the last date that I published, and I know that can't be real, can it? September of 2022? It's like I forgot the last quarter that I had a podcast. So my goal was, as I'm doing the YouTube interviews, my goal was to add that onto the podcast. The more I think about it, the more I don't like the idea. If you listen to the podcast, then you are getting a glimpse of who I am, what I'm doing, what am I working on, and maybe it will help you in whatever endeavors you are encountering, really. With the podcast, that is geared more towards showing individuals what kind of business people are doing, why they got into the business, and helping people to open up their minds so that they can see that there are other things that you can do. And if it's something that you're thinking about, don't be afraid. And yes, you may not be completely successful in the beginning, but it all works out in the end. And that's the thing about life. Knowing what's for you and not letting anything limit you. And there are times where we may want something, but that time is not for us. And you can kind of tell as you mature, you can start to tell what is for you and what is not for you. If you pray about something and it becomes a total disaster, question, is that really for you? Or do you need to work a little bit harder? And you have to make that decision. That's not for someone else. You can have conversations surrounding it and get input from other people, but it's really something that you need to think about. A lot of people that I've encountered lately, within the last couple of weeks. So you may know individuals, and you may have even had a conversation with individuals, but until you stop and begin to listen to who they really are and their thought process, you can't really understand them. I'm always, no matter what I'm doing, no matter if it's a podcast, if I'm talking to a human being, or if I am doing an interview on YouTube. Oh, excuse me. I am. The more I talk, the more oxygen I use. So then I get exhausted. So I don't have a lot of oxygen. But anyway, so as you get to know people, then you get to understand some things about them. For me, I feel like I'm in a development stage. For me, I'm always in a development stage. It could be I'm working on how I lead, how I interpret information. And I don't think those things will ever change because everybody's different. So I may put something out there. My information is straightforward. I don't curve or make excuses about things because for the most part, I'm going by guidelines. So if the guidelines say this, then we are staying within those guidelines, and that's just who I am. And I've always been that way, no matter what. It helps me feel safe. I want to make sure that I'm always doing the right thing. Yeah, and when you follow the guidelines, you don't have any problems because it's in black and white. That's just me, period. That is me personally. That's me at work, doing my businesses. I am black and white. So anyway, I'm kind of going to a couple of different things, but it all comes together. So one thing that I continue to hear over the years is that not many people develop emotional intelligence before putting themselves in certain situations. Best way to say it, yes. And so for me, I wanted to make sure. Now, of course, I've raised children. I've owned a home. You know, people say, I own a home. And you still paying the bank? No, you don't. I think I've said that before. I actually owned a home, pay cash. So I've owned a home, owned cars, moved across the world to make a better place for me and my children, who are adults now. I've done a lot of different things. But I wanted to make sure that I understood emotional intelligence. I understand the Bible. I understand how to teach people the Bible. I understand Bible principles and why they're needed. And I also recognize that what I believe is not something that I can put on somebody else, and you have to decide that for yourself. And that encompasses emotional intelligence, because you can't use your emotions to alter the way somebody else feels. You need to use intelligence and the right words at the right time. And also making sure they understand why you feel that way. Take that, put it in everything that I do. I've had some conversations with individuals that terrify me and make me understand the world that we are living in. So most of the time I'm in my own little bubble, doing my own little thing, and pretty protective about my energy and those that I give it to. So opening up just a little bit more so that I can learn more about people and understand the way that they think. And it also helps with communication. I'm understanding that everybody, and of course we know, but it's different. Everybody's emotional intelligence is different. And so in order to be a better human being, and not everybody needs to do it, but for me, I feel like I need to cater to that, their emotional intelligence, where they are. Because I can't force anyone to think like me, be like me. And I'm sure there are people that may feel this way about me as well. But those are the people that I ask for development. I'm aware of what I need and things that I may need to change. And so I don't mind asking people, hey, can you give me a suggestion on this? And then I can begin to alter from there. So one thing that I've learned this year, and one of the people that I really, I know I've said many times that I have mentors and people that I deeply respect. So one of the people that I deeply respect taught me to sit in it. And I was like, if she never taught me anything else, like if that was the only thing that she ever said to me, sit in it, then that's worth $1 million. And so I've learned, and I'm of course going to continue to learn, because we can say, oh, I got it. And you feel like you got it because, oh, I've sat in it a couple of times, different situations. But the continuance of sitting in it and then being able to teach others to sit in it is very important. So several times already this year, it's what, February, I've had to sit in situations. The loss of my nephew, which was and still is quite triggering. It is, you know, when you think you have a handle on something and then all of a sudden you're just like, everything that comes out of your mouth is, who said that? What are you talking about? Because emotionally you're not there, you're just not where you need to be. And so I'm continuing to sit in it. I am sitting in the understanding of where we are. I'm sitting in and respecting where my sister is. I am sitting in and respecting where my niece is, as she lost her brother. And I'm also sitting in and respecting where my sisters and brothers, my children, are in this situation. And trying to make sure that I hold on to gravity. And back to back, of course, tragedy can strike, and it did. So about a week after my nephew passed, my cousin passed. So then sitting in that, oh, what does it tell us? And so this is where that emotional intelligence comes in. where we need to make sure that we are seeing what is important in life and anything that's not, getting rid of it. And for the most part, I keep my circle clean. I deal with those that I trust completely, not trust a little bit, but fully trust. Those that I can learn from, those that I can help. And in return, I receive the help, and that help comes from knowledge. Because that is more important than anything. Knowledge, understanding. When I was little, one of the things that I appreciated most was a wise person. And I was as a child. If you know a lot, I want to sit down and listen. I would always go to my great-grandparents' house, and my great-grandmother, she would say, come in the kitchen and talk to me. Why you always want to talk to Bubba? Because, not that she wasn't wise, but you could tell by the way Bubba talked, the way he paused before saying things, the way he looked at you. He didn't just look. He looked into your eyes and kind of prepared you for what he was about to say. And then if he didn't think that it was going to be okay, you mentally able to understand the things that I went through when I was a little kid, he didn't say it. He would just say, no. It was a lot, Fanny. And he called me Fanny. And my great-grandmother called me Fancy Girl. So, being able to take the things that were learned then and recognize that they are some of the same things that we need right now, and I'm going to make it specific that I need right now, being patient, being understanding, realizing that we're not all the same, our thought process is not the same, our level of development is not the same, and it's not necessarily documented degrees. Although I love my degrees and I worked really hard for them. But if we didn't have degrees, what would we have? We would have the knowledge that a person brings. No degrees? Show me what you got. Show me what you bring. How do you share that information with other people? How do you get on their level when you're not mentally on their level? How do you make them understand? And that is emotional intelligence, and it's deep. And as my mentor told me, you gotta sit in that, because in order to understand different levels, you gotta think this process through. You have to analyze each step. Respect the boundaries, not just other people's, but my own, before proceeding. And that is the best way to get to success. So with everything that has occurred, woo, y'all, it's been a long year already. And I am mentally trying to still wrap my mind around things and still stay focused. I do so many things, and I do it to learn, I do it to develop, I do it to understand. That's one thing. Highly successful people seek to understand. I am seeking to understand. I am seeking to be highly successful. The money is great. Yeah. But mentally, to me, that's power. Understanding that, diving deep and connecting with individuals doesn't mean that you're going to change their thought process, but you can get to where they are to help them get to where they need to be. And that's what I'm sitting in. So I just really jumped on here to kind of share where I am. And it may seem like I am on so many different levels, and I truly am. I'm on so many different levels because I have so many different things that I am experiencing. And I am sitting in the experience of everything good, bad, ugly. The pain. And the joy as it comes. So right now it's not where it should be or where it needs to be, but it will be. It will be. I'm looking at all the different moments, and I share that with everybody listening. Look at all the moments, and it may not look amazing, but you're here. You can change your projected outcome on any situation. And one thing I always say is everything is fixable. So we can't bring people back to life. But I do believe in the resurrection, and the Bible talks about it. And we see examples. We see that even when Jesus passed away, he was brought back to life. There were witnesses. And we know he's reigning in heaven. Now that's him, because he's a special man. Not everybody's going to do that. But we look at Lazarus, and Lazarus passed away. And Jesus woke him from the dead. And that's what I believe in. That there will come a time where we will see our dead loved ones, and we can give them the biggest hug and remind them that we love them. Catch them up on everything that they miss, because when you're sleeping, when you're dead, you're sleeping and you're conscious of nothing. So we want to tell them everything that they miss. And so we have that hope. So while I can't resurrect, Jehovah has the ability to do so. And our faith in him is going to help us to be able to see our loved ones. So that's what I'm sitting in. That is how my future objectives are going to be redirected. Positivity. If you remain positive, it's only going to be good outcomes. And even when the bad comes, you'll be able to see some light. Some people are dealing with career things. For me, I am in my dream job and I just have to sit. Of course, I want to be able to continue to move up the corporate ladder, because when you seek knowledge, when you seek development, and it is like good food, you can't sit still. And that is just how I am. It feels so good when I'm learning. It's like eating steak and lobster with baked potatoes loaded. That is, oh yeah, and baby brats. Yep. So of course I want to keep growing, and then with the YouTube channel, it's definitely helping with my development and my interaction with individuals. And I have to get back to doing my podcast because I miss it. So hopefully I'm able to encourage somebody to just, if you're dealing with something, sit in it, analyze the situation, try to make a change in the outcome that's going to be positive, and be kind to people because everybody's dealing with something. And even if people aren't kind to you, try and think from their standpoint. Get on their level. Even if you gotta lower yourself just a little bit. You know, they say something about go low, or you go high, whatever. Get there to try and understand where they are. And that's how you bring them back up. Not to be, you don't have to be mean or nasty to somebody, but try to just think on their level, because everybody is different. Their understanding of things are different depending on how they were raised. If they're in the household and the household is negative, then that's what they know. They know negative. So how do you change that mindset? You continue to be kind. But you have to watch your boundaries. So step back away. And you can be kind from a distance, so that doesn't pour into you. And then slowly but surely, things will change. But sit in the understanding. Sit in knowing who you are. Sit in the positivity. Sit in understanding your boundaries and making sure that you set them properly. Sit in faith. Sit in reading the Bible and understanding it. Really dig deep into it, especially with the way that the world is right now. The world is, it is tragic. It is. Without the Bible, I don't know how I would be able to understand things, or I'm not gonna lie, deal with people. Yes. So it was, and as always, good sharing my thoughts with everyone. I appreciate you all listening. So even though you all might not be able to see how many people have listened, I can see. So it is in my I get a kind of like a report, and then on my page it will show me how many people have listened. And even though I don't do it that often, I haven't done it since September, and people have listened. They have been listening. So I definitely appreciate that. And hopefully it allows you to kind of get to know me a little bit more, understand what is important to me, and hopefully you will dig deep into what's important to you. And then if you don't have it, how do you get there? Because it's important to make sure that you are fulfilled. We fulfill so many people's needs and desires, but are we fulfilling our own? And that's important. Take care of you first. Just like on the plane, If you can't breathe, how are you going to help somebody else? This is Sweet Lemon. I am signing off. And I will not. I may say that sometimes, but I won't let it be a long time before I do another podcast. I keep being asked to do so many different topics, and some topics I don't know about doing. Dating is one of the things that I keep being tapped on the shoulder to do. And I think it would definitely be interesting. But the way I date is different from everybody. Well, not everybody else, but it's definitely, it would be different. I date to get married, not date to just date. So, but I guess talking about some of the things that people are experiencing, that would be interesting. And if I laugh, don't judge me, because listen, some stuff in this world is different. I look at the internet and some, I don't know. I might have to get some things censored, because I had a conversation with somebody yesterday and I was like, oh my goodness. I had to clutch my pearls. No, I'm not wearing no pearls for real, but but yeah, maybe I'll do that. I think that that would be something different, just to kind of I guess give a different perspective, and then see what's on the minds of other people. What are they looking for? What are they trying to do? And not everybody wants to get married, so how are they dating? And what's the purpose? So I will make sure that I update you all on whatever my next steps are, my next moves, what am I doing to develop myself. Right now I am working on this designation, so studying for this. And there may be some people listening, but I'm going to tell you, it's boring. Studying for this is so boring. Like, when you are in school for your degrees, it's completely different, because that is a topic that, okay, information technology, project management. Yeah, that was good. Criminal justice. Yeah, that was good. I'm learning all kind of different things about the law. But designations, yeah, I am falling asleep here. But anyway, hopefully I will have taken my first test by the next time I do a podcast. And if not, I'll let you guys know about when I'll be taking it. So, all right, enjoy listening. Make sure you sit in your stuff. Make sure that you benefit yourself. Make sure that you develop yourself. Make sure that you take care of you. Because if you don't, I promise you nobody else will. All right. Sweet Lemon signing out. Take care.